Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is concerned about Win Tan Na, Don Kyan Jiang, and Win Phuc Trong Bao, three independent journalists who were arrested by Vietnamese authorities on April 20th, as well as their colleague, Truong Chau Hu Dan, who was detained in late December. All four were charged under Article 331 of the Vietnamese Penal Code, which forbids abusing democratic freedoms to infringe upon the interests of the state. A conviction carries a 7-year prison sentence. Truong Chau Hu Dan is one of the founders of and contributor to the Facebook-based independent news outlet Bao Sach, or Clean Newspaper. According to the nonprofit Independent Organization Committee to Protect Journalists, at the time of Dan's arrest on December 7, 2020, Bao Sach had more than 100,000 followers on Facebook. It covered topics such as corruption and posted pictures of government officials suspected of self-serving dealings. The Bao Sach Facebook page was deactivated following Dan's arrest. These four arrests of journalists are the latest in a troubling trend of detentions and convictions of Vietnamese citizens exercising their rights to free expression and speech as enshrined in Vietnam's constitution, said State Department spokesperson Ned Price in a written statement. The United States calls on the Vietnamese authorities to release all those unjustly detained and to allow all individuals in Vietnam to express their views freely and without fear of retaliation. We urge the Vietnamese government to ensure its actions are consistent with the human rights provisions of Vietnam's constitution and its international obligations and commitments, he said. Press freedom is fundamental to transparency and accountable governance. Authors, bloggers, and journalists often do their work at great risk, and we urge governments and citizens worldwide to ensure their protection.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.